Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A decaying cold front dropped through last night, accompanied by a period of clouds, a few isolated snow showers north, the last of them lingering through the mountains of the eastern townships into New Hampshire's White Mountains. With the front now slipping off the New England coast, a wedge of chilly high pressure running from James Bay down into the eastern Great Lakes will start the week with lots of sunshine, a brisk northwest breeze, and temperatures stuck in the 40s to near 50. The air is quite dry, and with the sunshine and gusty winds, it means outdoor burning is not recommended. The danger of grass and brush fires is relatively high for today and will be again tomorrow. Please check with your local fire warden for more information. The dry air also means with skies clearing out tonight, it should be a fairly chilly night, dropping into the 20s to around 30 from the Green Mountains east. But west of the Green Mountains, there will be a light southerly breeze developing. That's going to hold readings there in the upper 20s to mid-30s. By tomorrow, Tuesday, the freshening south wind becomes established through all of the area, lifting readings well into the upper 50s and low 60s, even some mid-60s in the warmest valleys west of the Greens. Adding to the south winds will be our next weather system, an energetic storm, now over the Canadian prairies. It'll swing into the Great Lakes and strengthen. In response, clouds will be on the increase tomorrow afternoon, lowering in the St. Lawrence Valley late as showers approach. As the storm tracks eastward Tuesday night into Wednesday, periods of rain and showers spread over the area. However, with the storm strengthening, colder air will be quipped to wrap in behind the storm. It appears the mountains will see the rain change to snow on Wednesday, settling into lower elevations perhaps on Wednesday afternoon, although at the same time it will be tapering off, and that leaves a chance of a little accumulation at lower elevations, but those details will be refined as we get closer to Wednesday. The storm's quick exit means any snow showers or flurries Wednesday evening should dry up as the skies clear, while late-season cold air follows again for Wednesday night through Thursday night, feeling more like March than late April. That isn't the end of the temperature roller coaster, as it warms back into the 50s Friday and perhaps some 60s by Saturday. Now back to the forecast details. Any early clouds northeast will be clearing out, otherwise mostly sunny. Rather cool, highs only in the 40s north, upper 40s and low 50s south, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 from the Green Mountains east, decreasing to 10 miles per hour west of the Greens. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows 20s to near 30 east of the Green Mountains, upper 20s to mid-30s from the Green Mountains west, winds becoming south 10 to 15 miles per hour from the Green Mountains west, diminishing to light east. Tuesday, sunshine, mixing with increasing afternoon clouds west, breezy and milder. Highs upper 50s and low 60s, some mid-60s in the warmer valleys west. South winds increasing, gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.